I think there's a lot of balls in what we did on that album. And we had to do it in 3 weeks. We booked the Chateau for 3 weeks. So we went there, we did all the tracks, all the overdubbing, we did the mixing in England. And I think it was a distillation of everything they'd done previously. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. This is episode number 6 about album number 6 by Uriah Heep called Sweet Freedom. Came out in September of 1973, and it was the first album to be released by Warner Brothers in the U.S. Actually hit number 33 on the Billboard charts in the U.S. and was certified gold in 1974. The cover of this album presents us with a very different approach from the Roger Dean fantasy-type covers of the previous two albums. I would say this is an obvious attempt to cater to the American market, because it makes them look like a Southern rock or a country rock band. And the album title, Sweet Freedom, plays right into that. And I mentioned on the last episode that they started exploring a Southern rock kind of sound. I would have to say with this album, with the title and the cover, very much aimed at the American market at the time. That being said, once you put the record on, it still sounds like a Uriah Heep album, and it's a good record. So let's get into it. Sweet Freedom kicks off with a song called Dreamer, written by Gary Thane and Mick Box. Upbeat, lots of guitars, the chorus is okay, so this is a decent enough song. I don't love it, but it's a fun song. Second song on the album is called Stealin'. Gallops along, it's mellow at first, but it kicks in. It's an alright song. I like the lyrics, stealin' when I should have been buyin'. It has a generic feel, but it's listenable.
Take me across the water, 'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dota, and I showed it her. My life.
third song on the album is called One Day. Kicks in with some big harmonies, big bass sound. This was co-written by the bassist and also Ken Hensley. This is a cool song and pretty heavy. Side one ends with the title track, Sweet Freedom. 6.5 minutes long, has a mellow intro that is too long, but the song is very melodic when it kicks in big harmonies at the end, so it's an okay song, but it's too long. Overall, side one is not bad, and as I said in my notes, I would put this on in the background.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, Side 2 kicks off with a song called If I Had the Time. 5 minutes and 43 seconds, a boring ballad with a reasonably heavy bridge, but not great. As I said on the last episode, Uriah Heep, much better with the heavy, loud, distorted songs than the ballads, in my opinion. Second song on side two, Seven Stars. Upbeat, kind of heavy, but more organ than guitar. Cool chorus that has an Iron Maiden vibe. So I like this one a lot. As I was just mentioning, this is one of those Uriah Heep heavy metal songs, and this is what I think they were good at. Don't try to be anything else but what you are. Don't try to do anything else but the things you do. Cause I had a dream about seven stars and the seven good things that you are to me. Oh. third song on side two is called Circus, a funky acoustic song with bongos. They had the right idea with the last song. This song, at least it's short.
Walking around this concrete garden, viewing all in vain. Thinking why a dream is driving everyone insane. Then someone will come and make you feel the master in control. Still you're picking up.
All right, we're going to end the album with a song called Pilgrim. 7 minutes long, written by Ken Hensley and David Byron. Big harmonies on the intro, kicks in, and it's pretty hard rocking. The chorus seems to be the harmony section. Once again, we get a long breakdown. This is a cool guitar song. It has a cool, heavy end. I like it, but get rid of the part in the middle, which I've said several times on these episodes. I don't like the meandering middle breakdown sections, but this is a cool song and a good way to end the album. Overall, I would say this is a decent album, but the song Circus really sucks, so that's the worst song. Favorite song on the album is Seven Stars, the one where I referenced Iron Maiden. Alright, join me tomorrow when we're going to dive into the next album by Uriah Heep called Wonderworld.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.